This is the Let's Pretend story of Dubin, the physician.
Come one, come all the big.
Pretenders.
Hello, Uncle Ted.
Sean, how do we travel to our magic land?
How about on pogo sticks?
All righty. Emily, can you take care of the magic to supply each of us with a bouncing pogo stick?
Sure thing. A pogo stick for all. One, two, three.
Okay, everybody. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's bounce up into the air straight for Let's Pretend, Dubin the Physician, and Point North. Once upon a time in the land of Maduro, it was the custom for a prince to marry before he could become king. But Prince Abdul wasn't ready to prepare for the throne.
But, my dear prince, you don't understand the situation. Here is your father, the king, gravely ill. We feel there's no hope for his recovery. What would happen to the kingdom then?
Yes, prince, supposing he should die and you're not already established as the king.
Take the throne now. Your father will be angry, of course, but he's always that way. We need you, Prince Abdul.
No, counselor. I have no wish to be king before I have to. And if someone wants the job more than I, they can have it.
But, Prince Abdul, you have a duty.
A duty? Always you and my father preach duty to me. What do? You order things not for the good of the people, but as you want them. You're always suspecting someone of black treachery or disloyalty. You trust no one, and no one trusts or believes either of you. If that's your idea of duty, it isn't mine. If you are really interested in the good of your kingdom, why not find a cure for my father?
How, Abdul?
Why not offer gold? All our gold, if necessary, for the physician who can cure my father. There must be someone gifted with unusual power to heal. Search for him. Find him.
How?
Yes, how?
Send messengers throughout the land. Let them tell of 1,000 bags of gold to the physician who can heal my father. Then, on a day set apart, we will give a big festival. Then all the physicians gathered here will try their skill with my father. How is that?
I think it's an excellent idea. When shall it be? Let's set the festival for 2 months from today. We can surely cover the whole kingdom by that time.
By sending many messengers, I think you can.
2 months from today, then. I will go immediately to tell the town crier.
This confounded pain. Will it never stop? Oh, my head. Oh, my...
Good morning, your royal highness.
Who dares to laugh at the king? Oh, it's you. How dare you laugh at the king? How dare you?
Oh, father, calm down and listen. We are going to have you well.
Me? Well? How? A miracle?
Perhaps. But already the messengers are getting their instructions, and soon they will start out with the news that 1,000 bags of gold will be given to the person who can heal you. Although I think if you would control your temper, you wouldn't need a physician.
There you go. Oh, my foot! Young man, you need a lesson. You're always crossing me. You dare to advise me, king. That's gone far enough. So, I have chosen your bride, young man. What's more, you'll be married the same day I am healed.
And who is the unfortunate bride, please?
Eloise, daughter of my neighbor, the Italian Duke of Guvario.
That washed-out-looking girl with the garlic breath.
Hush! You'll marry her and take over the duties of the heir to my throne as soon as I can send for her.
I'll make a bargain with you, father.
Well? No, no, you'll do as I say. I'm not interested in your bargain. What is it?
Just this. Let me take the girl of my own choice, and I will. I'll surprise you with my sweet disposition, if I can marry her.
Who is she? From what noble family is she?
I don't know her name.
You don't know? Oh.
I don't know her name. I don't even know that she would have me. I have never spoken to her yet.
What kind of foolishness is this? The heir to the throne asking if he may wed a girl he doesn't even know. Where did you see her?
I have watched her in the woods. Daily I ride by her shrine in the forest. Oh, Father, she is lovely. I've wanted to speak, and I was afraid she would be frightened. Oh, Father, she's lovely.
Enough of this. You'll marry the Italian Duke's daughter, or I'm a stuffed pelican.
Very well, stuffed pelican. I'm off for a ride.
What did he... Stuffed pelican? Ooh, I'll fix him. I'll fix him.
Who can cure His Royal Highness the King of his strange illness? Hear ye! He may be doctor, magician, or soothsayer. The palace will be open to rich and poor on All Saints' Day come 60 days from now.
Godmother, wherever you are, I'm praying to you again. What shall I do? I'm in love, so deeply in love with Prince Abdul. I, Constance, a peasant girl, dare to lift my eyes and offer my heart to a prince. It can't be, Godmother. And yet it must, for I shall die if I can't find some way to make him return my love. Help me, Fairy Godmother. Tell me what to do.
Constance, don't be frightened.
Oh, it's you, my prince. I mean, your Royal Highness. I am Constance. I was here before the shrine of... Oh, how long have you been here?
Not nearly long enough. Oh, Constance, why can't you be the daughter of the Duke of Guvario?
But why do you say that?
I wish I could explain, but just now I can't. But I have a plan. I'll be riding this way again soon. Until then, I kiss your hand, my dear. Goodbye.
Oh, I can hardly believe that it really happened. Oh, dear Fairy Godmother, can it be? Will he love me, do you think? He showed no sign. He was gentle. He kissed my hand, but does he love me? What can I do?
Peace, my daughter. There is a way. Listen to me. Soon a marvelous physician will come to the palace. Go to him. Tell him of your love. Instruct him to make a love potion for you. Give it to the prince. Ask him to drink to your health. And the moment he does, he will fall in love with you. He will move heaven and earth to win you. You will be Queen Constance ere the harvest moon wanes. The love potion cannot fail.
Oh, did I dream that I heard a voice? Or was it my fairy godmother? No matter. I remember what was said. A love potion. The marvelous physician. Very well. I shall obey.
Whoa, my head. Oh, confound this idea. Nobody gives a hoot whether I'm sick or well. Oh, how many more of these blasted doctors are there?
Only one, Your Highness. Shall we let him talk with you?
Yes, yes, let's get it over with. Secretary, get him in here.
Yes, sire. Boy, send him in.
Duban, the physician. Make way for Duban, the physician.
Is this the only one who hasn't yet poked and prodded me?
Greetings, O King.
Never mind the greetings. Can you make me well? Can you stop the aches and pains and drive out the fever? That's what I want to know.
Yes, Your Majesty. If you will do as I say, to the last letter.
I will. I'll do anything to get rid of these troubles and the rest of the stupid doctors as well. What do I have to take?
Nothing, sire.
Nothing? What silly thing is this?
I have prepared the bowling yard, Your Highness. If you will come with me now and play a game of bowls, you will...
Me? Play a game of bowls?
Let me explain. You see, sire, I do not give medicines inwardly, but I have within myself strange powers and a knowledge of herbs that is known only to me. I have rubbed certain herbs over the bowling balls that you will use in playing. As you play, you will absorb these into your system. At a certain time, I will have you stop the game, return to your royal suite, where my assistants have a steaming bath of more herbs ready. You will absorb them, and you will emerge from the bath completely healed.
Well, I've nothing to lose. And if what you say is true, then why, the reward is yours. Yes, and more. If you heal me, I shall make you my highest counselor, as well as my favorite court physician.
You are gracious, sire. Shall we start for the bowling green?
Oh, I don't feel much like playing, but... All right, lead the way. Counselor, and you, secretary,
yes,
you are witness to this strange procedure.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what he said, secretary? That if he were healed, he would make Duban the Lord High Counselor and his favorite? Well, then, what becomes of us?
I wonder. If you are replaced, then I will be too.
Of course. We will have to work fast if we're to stop this plan. But we must, even if we have to do away with this Duban.
You're right. We haven't a moment to lose. Come.
Look, I am healed. The fever is gone. And see, my skin is smooth as a child's. There isn't a scar. Abdul, the physician has healed me. Duban has made me well.
Father, I truly rejoice. And now, reward him as you promised.
Secretary!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Where is Duban, the physician?
Walking outside the gates of the palace with a young girl, sire.
A young girl?
Yes, sire. They were deep in talk, and she seemed to be asking him for something.
Well, keep a sharp lookout for him. When he returns to the palace, I will reward him with 1,000 bags of gold. Remember, as soon as Duban returns, send him to me.
I am so very deeply in love with Prince Abdul, to be honest with you. I have no earthly right to hope to win his love, and yet I will die if I do not.
Does he care for you, daughter?
Oh, no, sir. You see, he's only seen me once, or that is, spoken to me.
Mm-hmm. How did he act at that time?
Why, gentle. You see, I was praying to my fairy godmother, and suddenly I looked up, and there he stood listening to me.
Did he hear all that you said?
I'm afraid he did.
Have you seen his father, the king?
Yes, and when I think of him, my heart stops beating. He would never consent. Why, it's known in all parts of the kingdom that he is urging Prince Abdul to marry Eloise of Gubaria.
And so, daughter?
Well, you see, sir, I thought if you would make the love potion and it worked, why, then the prince would defy his father and we could wed. And then, sir, I would be such a devoted wife that the king would have to take me as a dutiful daughter and forgive us.
All right, my daughter. Here is your love potion. When you see the prince, give it to him. Don't tell him what it's for. Just give it and ask that when he drinks his tea, to add this jasmine fragrance to the cup.
Oh, physician, are you sure it will work?
Surely. Whoever drinks this potion never fails to seek the one who gave it. It draws them to the giver. They cannot resist.
Oh, thank you, sir. I will pray that he rides by the shrine today so that I may give it to him.
May Cupid attend you and bring you your love.
Come in, come in. What is it, Paige?
May it please your highness?
Well, well?
The Lord High Counselor is waiting without.
What's he want?
Why, sir, the secretary is with him, and they wish to speak with you.
Oh, all right. Let them come in.
Enter, counselor.
Thank you for seeing us, Your Majesty.
Well, counselor, how does it seem to have a king that's perfectly well?
Your Majesty, are you sure you are healed?
Certainly I am. Look at me. Of course I'm well. What do you suppose I gave the marvelous physician 1,000 bags of gold for? Why do you think I'm making him my favorite advisor if he didn't cure me?
That is just what we want to talk to you about, sire. You see, word has come to us that Dubin is a spy.
What's this?
Yes, sire. He's been sent by our ancient enemies, the Baltrovians, to destroy you.
Why, this is absurd.
You think so, sire? Then listen. The Baltrovians plan to invade our kingdom. This Dubin has been sent on to find our weakest points, to find our strength, the size of our armies, and when he learns it all, he goes back, and he will be made the Baltrovian king's high counselor.
Where did you find this out?
Why,
our sacred word has been not to tell, even you, sire, until Dubin has been put to death.
This isn't sense, men. If he is a spy, why should he heal me? Why should he make me well only to kill me?
Don't you see his plan, sire? You say you are well?
Certainly. I seem to be.
On the surface, perhaps. But don't you see he's driven it all inside? All the poison is going into your bloodstream, sire. He's slowly poisoning you.
By heaven, can this be true? I don't feel as well today as yesterday.
You are thinner, too. Oh, sire, this Dubin is a magician, not a doctor. He's plotting to take your life.
I think you're right.
Of course we are. We are your servants, sire. We think only of your good. For days we have neither eaten or slept until we had run this information to its source and found it to be true.
Good work, gentlemen. Arrest this Dubin. 3 days from now in the public square, Dubin's head comes off. You hear me? His head comes off.
Yes, sire. We hear. You are right.
You are right, sire.
Order the soldiers to seize this man. Throw him in the dungeons. Tell the town crier. I want all the people of the land to see how I treat a spy and a traitor. See that my orders are carried out instantly.
Oh, fairy godmother, do I look all right? I must be my prettiest today, for the prince will soon ride by. Oh, help me to be clever and give him the love potion as Dubin told me to. Listen, is that the sound of his horse's feet? Oh, I'm so excited, I can't tell if it's his horse or the mad beating of my own heart. No, it is he. He's coming. Oh.
How do you do, Constance?
How do you do, Prince Abdul?
This is a very pretty little shrine.
I've had it since I was a little girl.
This looks like a treasure chest.
It is. I keep all my treasures here. Even my first doll is in here, see?
But that isn't a doll. It's just a painted stick.
How dare you criticize my child? Of course that's a doll, and I love it. And here is something I would like to give to you.
What is it?
It's a something for your tea.
But suppose I don't drink tea.
Oh, you must. I mean, just today, won't you?
On one condition.
What is it?
If you will stroll with me toward the palace gates and tell me more about yourself.
I'd be happy to stroll with you.
Will you lead my horse?
I'd love to. May I?
Why, Paget will be flattered, won't you? There, you see, he's in favor of it. Shall we go?
Yes. I didn't realize how far we'd walked.
Nor I. We are at the gates of the palace.
Prince Abdul, it's truly a lovely place.
You see the big tower with the huge golden window frame?
Yes.
That is my father's suite. It is he at the window there now.
Oh, I am afraid. Will he be angry?
Angry?
Why, yes. After all, you are a prince, and here you are walking in the dusty road with a peasant maid. Won't he resent that?
Perhaps he will. Let's see. Father! Oh, your royal highness!
Oh, he sees us. Oh, I'm going.
Don't be frightened. I want him to.
Well, he's angry. I can see it from here. I'm going. Goodbye. Oh, don't forget the tea.
Pardon, Prince Abdul.
What is it, Paige?
Your father, the king, wants you to join him in his suite immediately.
Very well, I'll go. Oh, boy, take my horse. And then order me my tea. I will have it with my father. It's near tea time, isn't it?
Yes, Your Highness. Tea is at 4. It's 10 minutes to the hour.
Very well. Well, Father, you wanted me?
What is this I see from my window? My son, Prince Abdul, walking like a peasant through the town, a foolish girl leading his horse, and both arm in arm like silly schoolchildren, and you, a prince?
Even a prince is human, Father.
Tea is served, Your Highness.
Ah, let's have it. I'm hungry. You want sugar, Father?
Certainly I want sugar.
There you are. Yeah. Did you notice the girl, Father?
Certainly I noticed her. Who could help it? Young man, how many times must I tell you? Oh, this tea is hot. That you are engaged to marry the Princess Eloise.
Oh, so I am. I forgot. Very well. Then I am to marry the princess. When?
Now, what does this mean? 1 minute you will, the next you won't. It will serve you right to make you marry a commoner. Then you'd see just how lucky you are. That's a good idea.
What is, Father?
That's a good idea. Tomorrow you marry a commoner, a peasant girl. That one I saw you with just now. That's it. You'll marry her tomorrow.
Oh, Father, I couldn't. Why, I don't know her. I couldn't marry a girl like that.
That's enough. You've tried my patience too far. Boy! Where is that page boy?
Yes, sire.
Oh, there you are. Run after that girl you just saw with His Highness the Prince, and tell her to attend me here tomorrow. Quickly!
Yes, sire.
Well, Father, since you wish it, I will obey you. I promise you.
Promise me? I demand it! That peasant girl will be your bride tomorrow. Now, here's something else. I've found out that Dubin is a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, just before your wedding, by the way, he's to be beheaded in the public square. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think it very terrible. How can you be so unfair? Dubin is no spy. He's a kindly old gentleman and a marvelous doctor who healed you. You're making a horrible mistake, Father.
There you go again, always crossing me. Tomorrow, two things will take place, young man. Your wedding and the execution of Dubin, the physician.
Very well, Father. Must it be the peasant girl?
Yes, the one I saw just now. You'll marry her tomorrow and like it.
All right, Father, I will.
Today.
Well, come on. What's holding up the execution?
Your Highness, we have asked Dubin if he has any last requests, and he says he has. He wants to speak with you.
Very well. Bring him here.
This way, Dubin.
Well, King, I am here. Can nothing move you to pity? Can you not believe your own eyes?
Father, I beg of you, don't do this wicked thing.
No more of that. You die here and now.
Very well, sire. I am an old man. I have lived my life. I do not fear to die, but this much I ask of you.
Well, I'm waiting.
Because of my understanding of things never written or spoken, I will be able to talk after my head is off. Will you swear that you will place my head near you after it leaves my body, and that you will do as I direct?
Well, that sounds tricky.
It is very simple, King. Here is a book. I would ask you to hold it, and after my head comes off, just do as I will tell you.
That does sound simple. All right, I promise.
Very well. All right, executioner. I am ready. Drop the sword.
Quiet! I want to hear what the head says. All right, Dubin. Well, what do I do?
Open the pages of the book slowly, one at a time.
All right. One, two. There's nothing here. The pages stick together.
Moisten your finger. Then they will turn.
All right. 3, 4, 5. All blank so far. They all stick.
Moisten your finger again.
All right. 6, 7. Still they stick. Yes. I know what to do. 8.
Once more.
All right. Ah, there's something to read at last.
Read what is written on the 9th page.
The pages of this book have been spread with poison. Each time you moistened your finger, you carried death to your lips with your own hand. You are dying. Oh, I'm poisoned. You murderer. I'm dying.
You have brought it on yourself. You believed everything but the truth. You failed as a king, as a friend, as a man.
I'm dying. Forgive me.
My poor misguided father. Justice has finally overtaken him. Perhaps in the next world he will try to undo the harm he has done here. Soldiers, take him to the palace.
Your Royal Highness, King of Maduro, the wedding chimes are ringing. Shall we obey your father's last command? Will you marry the peasant girl?
Yes, Counselor.
Abdo, why do you suppose your father chose me? I might as well confess I gave you a love potion for your tea because I wanted so to have you fall in love with me. But I can't understand why the king should make this demand.
Constance, dearest, I knew you had given me a love potion.
You knew?
Yes, my sweet.
Oh, Abdul, I meant no harm. But that still does not explain the king.
Well, you see, my dear, I didn't need the love potion. I was already in love with you. But when I took you to the palace that day, I wanted my father to like you. I took pains that the king should see you. Then I gave the love potion to him. That's why he demanded the marriage. And now, my dear, come, ring the bells. Tell the people that Constance is Queen of Maduro. Thank you.